Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amade Show, episode 602. Your imagination is sacred. Earlier today, I was doing something that I tend to do intentionally these days, which is just let my mind take a concept and just run with it. And for me, I was thinking about the idea of a dollar bill, and the life of what this dollar bill might be like, how it gets passed from one person to another person, and who those people are, and what their lives are, and what their stories are, and how this $1 bill might travel through these intersections of all of these different types of dramas and comedies and whatever. And as I was sitting there thinking about it, I realized, you know, there was a time in my life where I felt like that was wrong. There was a time in my life where I had somehow allowed myself to be convinced that being kind of creative that way was just a waste of time. It was just the dreamer time. And I do believe that, you know, you can sit there and just imagine and not have anything come of it, and it's okay. It doesn't have to be anything. It doesn't have to come to any, you know, conclusion or physical reality. I believe that it's worth it in its own. However, it's something that is discouraged quite a bit in our society. And in fact, when we're children, we're very creative. We're playing. We're always playing with other ideas, seeing something we've seen on TV and taking it and making it our own story. We're coming up with our own things. We're always inventing and pretending. And then at some point, that goes away, as it naturally does. But that part, that creative part of us, that imaginative part of us, always stays there. It's always a piece of us. But over time, we let it disappear and get more and more quiet. But those things get reignited again when we see a movie that maybe captures our imagination, or we read a book, or even when we see a sports game or something that connects to us and we start feeling, you know, that excitement or the possibilities. That part is always there. We just learn to let it be quiet. And my personal belief has become more and more that this creative, imaginative part of us is a sacred part of us. It is something that is inherent to who we are. And I would always like to encourage, and I always maybe would offer encouragement to anybody listening, that finding that creativity, and it doesn't even mean you have to do anything with it, but finding your ability to imagine again is incredibly worth it. It is a sacred thing to create. It's a sacred act. And your way of seeing the world, your creativity, is enough. It is not better than anybody else's. We judge things on a meritocracy so often. But it's not better or worse than anybody else's. It's yours. And to, I believe, create, or to just let your mind wander sometimes, is ultimately a very sacred and creative act. Maybe that's useful, maybe it's not. It's just something that was on my mind today. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend so far. And if you haven't already and you want to find me, you can find me on social media. Just look up Michael Amade. I'm the one wearing the cowboy hat. Or you can find me at michaelamade.com. That's a good place too. But until tomorrow, which will be the next episode, keep living authentically, keep living courageously, and keep living creatively. Thank you, and good night.